Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Subject is coming out of long captivity.
Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to
12. The Bible says, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, please underline it, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free.
May you are dead, you are for a free mo
from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to teach our hands to fight long-term challenges and battles.
Hallelujah. Now when you may all church and kwanya, you bet to me for swedi or kunwa a hawa nan putra ya womwa chemu.
Not just the short term or the daily ones.
And yo hung kitten kitten by a swan ya maya so dada no.
Some challenges are long term in nature.
Na how be wahonuma a chebebre a wonipana braboso.
So it involves a long term strategy to overcome it and not to succumb.
Na u here akwenja eno so wa ebetumi ama wa fi sampotre no manye sa wo bebo wo ase akasa wo ha no.
So certain challenges and captivities are long, especially the inherited ones.
And how be wo ho no ma e chepa ni titiru dia yade dia di jaw no unana no unana na na dia jaw
eno e chepa. Example is poverty.
Hey, ebi ni wo here.
You are born and you realize that you are born into a lack. Always they say, wait. Eh? When you need something, always they say, I have to budget the thing. Always they say, you can't have this one.
Na ya wo wa wani ti uhunu. No wa babe to baby ya uhiyan wo. Na wa mokasa ni se, chen. Bibia uhuo biya chen na ya yi hu sikantu wansa ya diamao. Enya dia upisa bibia huwana ebe tumi diamao. Kasa eba ya chen.
Whereas God created our first parents in the Garden of Eden and put them in abundance, you come out and you see that you have inherited lack. You don't have abundance around you.
Na sadia ya mami no mne ya papa di kan ya mebo wo mo de tu ye die mo no omo ba ye na bibia da hokwa wo de wene so tete wo no wa ho se ohia pa na wo dem.
So something which is abnormal becomes your normal.
And
what is normal becomes abnormal to you. When the normal comes into your life, you feel that some devils are trying to harass
you.
So poverty is an example of a long captivity, an inherited captivity.
And it will hear one way, and your bibia, I say, ye di jaw, uba betom, baba na dem dada.
And another example is some sicknesses. Some of them are also inherited. They run through families genetically. You tend to fear such sickness because you know that is what took away your great-grandfather, and maybe it took away your uncle, and took away your father, or maybe your father has started to show signs of that sickness, so you become afraid of it.
Ebi wo hono ma yare bi wo ho a wo hu obusua mu wo hu sa wo na na kanso e na de no koye wo na na e na de no koye wo hu sa wo papa so o ye nya sa enyo yare no ho mfebi ntibo se e de ayam hwehwe e na ba wa brabo mu.
Such battles must be fought on the family front.
Na sa akudi a eye ebusua ade a beto e ba no e yade a wo gina ebusua ne enim na wo ko.
You must not fight them alone.
And sasa wukuto na wujina na wuko.
You see, the thing is something that is genetic in your family. Let's say high blood pressure or maybe diabetes or some other sickness. It's a family kind of thing. You see that? I don't mean that everybody in the family has it, but you see that there is a tendency for people who are your relatives to have it. What I'm saying to us is that the strategy for dealing with such things is not for you to do it alone. You must close your ranks as families, share knowledge, share ideas, and fight it together.
And it is someone who say yariye bi wo ho na e da di wo mabusua nu nyina ana so who say e ade a dodo na e wo bi a enya de wo say wo kuto wo say wo kona na wo di sa kona e ade a wo say wo ni abusua ni nyina se nimdie bi na wo wa na wa che se bibi sunku bi na wo nim say abusua ni nyina ye na be ye mo a na wa ye ne sa ye anko no anko na ye kona abusua.
The Bible says that there was a long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. David was stronger and stronger, and the house or the family of Saul was weaker and weaker.
Bible say na kubi wo ho na che eyeko a eda David abusua ene Saul abusua na Bible ma yeti ase se David abusua mra da nyina wo mu di nkunim no na Saul abusua no mu di nkugo.
That is an example of a long war that families must fight together.
Now where jina hobi ma ebusua mu ko a eche a e wo se busua tu ni nyina eko editia.
I want to assure you that when you close your ranks and you fight as a household, the household of David fighting the household of Saul, you know, this one is symbolic. Household of David is talking about you. Household of Saul is talking about a problem. Hallelujah. It's talking about a challenge. When you fight like that, you are going to gain mastery over it 30-fold, 60-fold, unto a point where you have 100-fold complete victory over that genetic disposition, so to speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is possible for God to do it. He is able to go into your DNA and change things for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just have to know that it's going to take a long war. But as you close your ranks, you'll be gaining the victory.
Hallelujah.
Maybe initially for your generation, it will be 30-fold. The next one will be 60-fold. But maybe your great-grandchildren will have a 90-fold.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
Very few people will be suffering that kind of sickness. Because you decided that you are going to come out of this long captivity.
Hallelujah. Now, Osha, Sade with the Busian and Jinahoma, and I saw the Busian in Jinahoma and Hano, and not to say any Sabi Sawa Busianum, Nayanina, Babom, Naya Shasa, Sayakua, was it David a Busia Kuo, Wankasa David in Kua, it's a Busia Fu, a Busua Kuan, Bamanaya Kua, Ebia one pensono, Mobaqua, the Queen Baya, or Hamucha Media San, Ebia one ma pensono, Ombedi, or Hachemu, and your Sia, when none of my pensono, or Hachemu, and your crown, to Bosa Nayani Paka Crab, almost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must have long-term strategy. That it may not be a daily thing or in my lifetime. But we have to conquer this issue, this challenge. We must come out of this captivity as a family.
Hallelujah. I was saying this idea is to say abusia.
And God is going to do it for you.
I receive it.
I said God is going to do it for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another example of an inherited long-term challenge or captivity has to do with some character infirmities. There are some families that have got various character running through like anger. Some too, it is laziness. You see, and because the thing is inherited, is running through them, they don't even see that they are lazy.
Yeah.
Because all those around them, that is how they are. When you tell them that, look, you have to rise up, your life, the way it is, you are lackadaisical, you are lazy about so and so, they don't see it. They feel that you are criticizing them too much.
Hey.
They see that that is normal with us.
Hey, what say? Hey, Radu, who are you, Mabo? Osi abusiya bi waha. Ejapadi ya di jawa mu ye akwajuro. ẹni ti ni bíbí awọ yẹ bi aso yẹ aso ọyàn ni na wọn basa basa na wọn kacha nsa abranti ababa wa sori waka na yẹ bíbí a na jo yẹ nsa wọ tete na san se de wọ wu wọn ho daada na nu anọ yẹ wọ yẹ san se wọ ha no ẹni ti ẹba ni se ẹyẹ ẹha ade a ẹnya no ẹyẹ ẹyẹ ma no na yẹ ha de ama no mercy.
There are other people whose weakness, character weakness, is for the opposite sex or sexual sins or perversions. I came to tell you today that it may be a long battle that maybe your big brother and your big sisters, they have fought. But I want to encourage you today that God says that if you set your heart to it, you are going to come out of this captivity.
Hallelujah. Na sempo sana ti wo wabusua mu a onyame asema yate asese sa wo de wakoma sisu se sa suban we de emma me so a onyame be ma wado ma watwe ho de afi ho.
The final inherited long battle or challenge that every believer has is the challenge that religion poses.
Ena onyame somfo so ade aye ya hawe no so etumidi giant eye onipa dwene ene ne nsisiye musum.
God told the people of Israel in the book of Jeremiah that the captivity to Babylon, and Babylon in the Bible is talking about the religious system, when God called Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees or to come out of Babylon, Mesopotamia, he was telling him, come out of the religious order and enter into a kingdom order, because you must rejoice to see the days of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You must rejoice to see the kingdom system. The Bible says that he saw it and he was glad.
Hallelujah. Na sara su no nyame se o yentwe ye hu fi Babylonia sumu. Babylonia sumu ye wonipa dwene ne hyehyeya som. Na o ka tre Abraham se on fi e ne anasa Babylonia sumu no. Na ombra onu onyankopon na hinia ne ba na obeda na di no. Na hinia no mu anigemu. Ani te so nyame ka sa o twe e fi sa wiase ne mu hyehyeya ne mu sumu abono ne doba ne sumu no.
Religion involves a long war.
Na onipa ensheya som no eyeko a eche papa.
That is why God told the people of Israel that the captivity that you are going in Babylon is a long one. So go and plant gardens, and seek the peace of the city of Babylon in which you are, because in their peace you have peace.
And it was a make a change that for say, Babylonia sasina moko sunu e hono mo adwene ne nsisaye no e hade e bekye ntu de moko amunua enua wo mu na mo hwehwe kuro no mu asumdwe esanse so mu nya asumdwe a musubu benya asumdwe.
Many believers, they love religion.
Ejidifo bebre pe woni pa mu hwehwe som.
Just like Israel, when they had to come out of Babylon, they didn't like it.
Na tisanya Israel for na so mu fi Babylonia no mu mpe.
It wasn't like coming out of Egypt. That's what that one, they all went. But when it came to the Babylonian captivity or religious captivity, some people stayed behind, like some US people have stayed behind in Afghanistan.
Sorry. About Babylonian sumuno. Ebi omu nyina nko. Egypt den ya nyina chobo na yakọ. Na mmom Babylonia de bi kai. Said ya ebinu maka wa Afghanistan.
Do you know why? Because they have built gardens in Babylon. They have done investment in religion. That if you speak against it, no matter how you speak against it, no matter how God calls them out of it, they will tell you that some time ago God said that we should plant the gardens. So why is God now telling me to come out of it? I have built my life on religion. I have built even a ministry on religion. I have written books that border on religion. How can you tell me to come out? So the leaders of Israel, they had a problem with those who went to captivity in Babylon. Because Babylon had tried to integrate and to love them.
Babylon,
in fact, people like Daniel and his friends, they were even made rulers. Na Daniel
no po de ye ye wo mpanifo wo
kro no so. In Babylon.
I was Babylonia.
It was like when you are in Babylon, you are cool, you can serve God into better comments.
Akoya sa wo Babylonia nyame som na wo som na kwa nim sim bibia.
Wow.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
How do you tell me to come out? So they came out in trenches.
Now,
the first group who came out under Zerubbabel and under Joshua, they went out to build the temple.
And after a while,
another batch went out under the leadership of Ezra. That is how the Babylonian captivity or religion looks like. God had to come in to help the people of God. Because if he doesn't help them, they will stay there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you that all of us, we are in a long war with the captivity of religion because we inherited it. We were born and we saw that we had some religious structures and we have some religious understanding. Mm. And God says that you must come out. And we say that no, how? Somehow it is also written in the Bible.
Yeah.
So how do you tell me that there is a better place? There is a kingdom system. I love Babylon. Mm. They made me a prince. They made me a ruler there. God himself said that I should plant gardens and then marry over there and things like that.
Now, yan show, who na mi kroya, wo si mi kwadua garden. Mi nua nua, eh men som, wa ma me kwaya me fa som som, wa sise mi bibia fe fe fe, ya mi ye bia e koso. Wo na mi kroya wa sara ba se, sa kwa na me de ma o kan na nye, e kwa fofra ba eni mu da ho, eni ti memra me som. Ahyase no nya wo ma me ye no mi di ye wo, mi kwa ye wo, ye di e ba mi so ye ba ma body ni ma wa rekura wo. Ifa me nya ka me nya dan nyina wo. Wo wi a wo se mi ngai, na me sam me ye ade fofra no so so wo ka. E ye de ma me san sa ahyase de no, e kwa ye ma me me dan asesan.
So you are going to fight that long battle.
Now, Baba Kusa Kuya Eche.
But I came to tell you something.
Now, Baba can't send David Trail.
That you are going to be the winner at the end.
Hallelujah. Now, Baba catch yourself. Obey you could name the four.
There is one characteristic of long captivity. No matter the type of captivity, once it is long, there is one characteristic. You tend to accept it. You don't like to do anything about it. But this long captivity has a potential of taking away your confidence. And your self-esteem and your high spirit. And it puts their inferiority and can't do mindset. That is how long captivity is like.
Now when a chairman who sent Kwasuma a channel and sweet.
Because you have been in it for too long. But I came with good news for you.
Hallelujah.
That you are coming out of your long battle.
I receive it.
Yes, you overcome the daily ones. But the long term ones too, you will overcome.
I receive it.
Because you may be a prisoner to it. But you are a prisoner of hope.
Hallelujah.
There are two types of prisoners. Two types of captivity. The one that we call a prisoner without hope. And the other one we call prisoners of hope. Prisoners of hope means that you may be in captivity today. Your family may be in captivity today to poverty and maybe to sickness and maybe to a character infirmity, but there is hope at the end.
Hallelujah. Say yes, we were fiasia ni da swa wa. Ebetu mi abasa we busiano ohia adokrom. Ebusiano suban bi nkoye. Ebusiano nyoma bi yare bi edi wo munya. Nanso we ni da swa se wo ne wo dia afimu.
You will not be a captive forever.
Hallelujah. Wo ndan kwasumu kra e kosi wiase wiye.
You will not be a prisoner forever.
Enya dia wo
on what basis do you become a prisoner of hope? The Bible says that by the blood of the covenant, I am going to send out your prisoners from the waterless pit. That is in our text, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. If you read down from verse 9, Zechariah 9:9, you get to understand the whole thing. Because Zechariah prophesied at the time of the Babylonian captivity, he and Haggai, they encouraged Zerubbabel and all those people that fight and work hard, that it's not by might, it's not by power, yeah, it's by my spirit, yeah, that you are coming out of this captivity, yeah, that you are going to build a temple unto, yes, me. I am, yes, going to help you. Yes. They prospered through the prophesying of Zechariah and then Haggai.
Now, where who can come one corner? What to me, who's a Haggai as Zechariah? And come share what would you go Israel, man, also say, and Mamu Sro, when I may say, Yama, who are the Yamu to me, no, no, Yamena, who are the two in a Bama, why I was say. Mwake kama huwa kanamuko namukonko si wanyankupa wa soye dano ono baya mubua for na onyame ama womu diye womu.
One time Zechariah said in chapter 9 verse 9.
Na dakubi Zechariah kanwo chichemunkrun tinkrun chichemunkrun.
He was encouraging the people of God who were in a long battle.
Na osenkrofua wama tina kwa sumwa chemu.
He said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
Wafi diye husipi Zion baba.
Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you.
Hallelujah.
You are in captivity, but rejoice because you are a prisoner of hope. Your king is coming to you. That is what I want to prophesy to somebody here.
I receive it. When you come, say, me di go bisu aha.
No matter what your captivity is.
And for what said,
I came to tell you that help is coming.
Hallelujah. Me baba kacha usa emwa eba.
I said help is coming.
Emwa eba.
The name Ezra means help.
Na Ezra chire emwa.
It means Yahweh will help you.
Hallelujah.
So when Ezra was leading the people, the second batch out of Babylon, God was prophesying to them that I am your helper.
Hallelujah.
I will help you.
Hallelujah.
The captivity is long.
Yes.
You may like it or you may have a desire to go back, but I came, yes, as Ezra. Yes. I came as the Holy Ghost, yes, as a helper.
Yes.
I'm going to help you,
yes,
out of this captivity.
Yes.
Rejoice,
yes,
because your King,
hallelujah,
the Lord Jesus, is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ezra Jehoma and moi, and Timra when you cup ma or your candy funnel. No catch Israel, ma se me yamu for me and yamisus me basses on cookra by yamuma, and once a month not to be animate, muwa jimumape, that's what me basamuhine, me baba you mafin sound quasumu, me yamu for I receive it.
He is just and having salvation with him.
Now, or not yet, or your temoir for papa and the country.
I came to tell you that God is just.
I receive it, me catch you, pencil when yamme.
He knows that it is not fair for you to inherit the poverty that,
yes,
you are suffering from.
Yes.
It is not fair.
When him say enya se wo hia na yawo atom no so be fa se wadwapade.
Because you did not cause it.
Enya wo na wo ma ohia ne ba ye.
You were born and you realize that I am born maybe into a continent that has a lot of lack, into inverted commas. I was born into a family that had a certain problem. I was born into maybe Christianity and I saw that we had to grapple with religion or the highest form of deception called religion. And God says that it is not just.
Yes.
I am just your king is coming. Hallelujah. I am just, I'm bringing salvation. I may not look like a king. I may be lowly. I may be riding on a donkey, but I am your salvation.
Hallelujah.
My name is Jesus. The name is Yahweh is salvation.
Ah.
And he's coming with salvation for your long captivity.
Yes,
receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Ebetumi abase onyame na hu se abusua ya tu tu mu wo ni so te wo na wo da hiam otumi hu se ba bia ya wo to continent ba bia ya da wo to na ya bia da bia wo mu hia de ko sresra de otumi hu se christian som na wo beto ye no onipa dwene ne hyehye adokro ye eno te wo se wo ko na wo nya ahenie no na wo ka kyo se enya wo na wa ye ya de ya de wo tu mu ti enya fe so ba ma wa ba o se wo ba se wo hene e bia wo na ne hu adi se wo hene o da ne hu se obi dia wo tena ponko keto aso awoba na mo wakati aso yo hene odini kwaje ba obase obi a oyetemu afa papa na wa bechu afisati bi enum
he will speak shalom or peace to the nations
wasi obeka asumdue adiama amama ne
his dominion shall be from sea to sea
na ni kunimdie ana se ni tumi ebefia poso akoposo
hallelujah
amen
God is speaking shalom to your life.
Hallelujah. When you go for Okana Sumtie, Edia Gua Brabus.
Because you are a prisoner of hope.
Yes, sir. Would the fierceness when it does so?
Let's jump to verse 11 now.
Yanko Dubakono.
As for you also.
I say now also.
As for you also.
Now also.
It's talking about you who is listening to me.
For we didn't show how well would hear me.
Because of the blood of thy covenant.
I say, yes, sir. Mojana Paminity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross. I will set your prisoners free.
Hallelujah.
God says that I'm going to set you free from your long captivity. From waterless pits. The waterless pit is talking about the earth. Dry ground. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. The prisoners of hope had left their strongholds.
Now one man, one day fiasi, one ni that one. No more fi baby di omo.
Because I told you that long captivity has a tendency of making you accepted and making you not go back to the stronghold.
Now me ma wati asia sese wati na tibi abi mo echa na wajiatum na wumpese wufi ho eko biya na wowo ehwande numbu.
So God is saying to you and I.
Ani to njami ni minu miyano kasa.
Return to your strong place.
Osi sanko baby na wau.
Return to your strong place.
Sanko baby na wau.
Return to the blood of the covenant.
Sanko mojana pamnu.
Because you are prisoner of hope.
Who yobi a wode fiasi a wone ni daso.
Even today.
Empo ene.
I will restore unto you double.
I say, never receive it. I say, empower ne. The hour should not make about bow their mouth.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to tell you that because of the cross of Jesus,
now me Baba catch us and say, yes, we send you anti.
We are going to overcome our long captivity.
Hallelujah. If you see I had that channel, you beg this unkunim.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There is hope for you and I.
Ah, and it has so home. I mean,
there is hope for our children after
and
us.
And it has so home. I am.
There is hope for our grandchildren after us.
And it has so home. I am.
And our generations.
And they are what to us so I receive.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going to go back to the stronghold.
And it is a
I want to show you where your stronghold is. So that you will get back to it.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.